Here we are. Good morning, Stokey family and friends. Welcome to our midweek devotion. It is my privilege to share with you God's words today. But before I do, I invite you to bow your heads and pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bow at your feet. You rule over all the kingdoms and the nations. Power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you. Here we are in your presence before your throne. We cry out to you in our distress. Please hear our humble cry. Whilst on others thou art calling, please do not pass us by. Amen. For today's devotion, I have chosen the song from the Adventist hymnal 610. Stand like the brave, with your face to the foe. Please join me in song. Today, the title is Kingdom Dilemma. This story is not based on the well-known book and film Chronicles of Narnia, written by philosopher C.S. Lewis, but on a king who had courage to stand against the odds when faced with a kingdom dilemma. According to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1, the Moabites formed a great and powerful confederacy with the surrounding nations, the Moabites, Ammonites, and some of the Meunites, and marched up against Jehoshaphat. Are we not faced with a similar situation today? French President Emmanuel Macron declared in his speech to the nation, "We are at war. We are faced with an enemy we cannot even see, much less to fight." At least Jehoshaphat knew and saw his enemies. Verse 3 tells us the army was already in Hazazon Tamar. They were already assembled and advancing fast. But whilst his enemies gathered for war, the people of God gathered for prayer. Jehoshaphat prayed a beautiful prayer. 2 Chronicles 20, 5-12 says, "And in closing this humble but insightful statement, for we have no might, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are fixed upon thee." Ministers from various cabinet parties and global players such as the World Health Organization, the Global Health Security Initiative, the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, and neighbouring countries from around the world are all assembling in an international effort to detect how to combat an infectious disease. They have addressed the impact of some of the major respiratory virus pandemics and epidemics in the last 100 years. They have looked at the Spanish flu in 1918, the Asian flu in 1957, even the swine flu in 2009, but nothing comes near COVID-19 in 2020. Verse 3 tells us Jehoshaphat feared. Some versions even say he was alarmed. partly from human frailty and partly from remembrance of his previous transgressions and the wrath of God denounced against him for it. Of course, faced with a pandemic, we fear, but let our fear be the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 1:7 tells us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Jehoshaphat was no fool. He inquired of our Lord. He sought wisdom and instruction. All the kingdoms and nations are looking for the answer to this pandemic of COVID-19. But which one of them has consulted the Lord? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. If you are struck with fear like Jehoshaphat, the first thing to note is he set himself to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat set the example by his own personal devotion to his nation. He would not call upon the people of Judah to seek the Lord in a way that he himself did not. This is a recurring theme in 2 Chronicles. For those who seek the Lord, we can expect God to do great things, especially when the leaders of his people seek him. Others who sought the Lord in 2 Chronicles include the faithful remnant of Israel in 2 Chronicles 11, the people of Judah under King Ahaz, 2 Chronicles 14 and 15, King Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles 31, and King Joash, 2 Chronicles 34. Jehoshaphat's attitude is summed up by the word seek, which occurs twice in Hebrew. This is a key word in Jehoshaphat's reign, where it has been translated basically as worship, but also means to discover God's will. Guaranteed, the topic on everyone's lips is, when will schools and universities reopen? How are we going to restart the economy and put adequate measures in place for safe distancing while commuting to and from work? Brethren, I implore you to pray. Seek the Lord between now and Sunday, when Boris Johnson and the leaders of the nation announce their plans that they, like Jehoshaphat, would bow before God and seek God's will. And he, God, will hear and answer us and say, "Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. Let us stand with our face to the foe. Stand like the brave, with our face to the foe, and see the salvation of our Lord."